Decision-making frameworks for arrangement, intermediate, drum and bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's talk about the thing that separates a sick loop from an actual finished DNB track. Arrangement decisions. Not inspiration. Not waiting for the next idea. Decisions. And here's the good news. Arrangement isn't creativity versus structure. It's a series of fast, confident choices that you can repeat every time. Drum and bass especially rewards this, because the whole genre is basically momentum, tension, and impact on a clock. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a full arrangement skeleton on the timeline, a DJ-friendly intro, a break that builds tension, a 64-bar drop with variation, a mid-drop switch, and an outro that mixes clean. Not a final mix, not perfect sound design, a complete timeline with locators, transitions, and a few macro-controlled energy moves so you can finish the track instead of living in 8-bar loop purgatory. Let's get set up. Step 0. Build a decision environment, so you stop second-guessing. Set your tempo to somewhere in the classic pocket, 172 to 175 BPM. Now make 3 groups in Ableton. One for drums, one for bass, one for music and effects, mean pads, atmospheres, vocals, stabs, risers, all that. On the master channel, drop a utility for gain staging and headroom and optionally a spectrum, so you can sanity check what's happening. We're not mixing yet, but we are avoiding accidental clipping and louder is better decisions. Now you need a North Star. One sentence. Literally one sentence that describes what you're making. Something like, dark rolling drop, two-step groove, minimal melody, big Reese movement in the mids. That sentence is going to save you later when you're tempted to add a random piano, or a second sub, or a cinematic brass stab, because you got bored. Quick coach note, I want you to create a tiny default decisions list somewhere inside the project. A blank MIDI clip in an empty track works great, or even locator notes. Put simple rules like, phrase length is 16 bars, changes land on bar 1 or 9, break layer only in B sections, one signature transition sound per major section. This prevents you from renegotiating every section like it's a committee meeting. Now we choose structure. Step 1. Pick an arrangement map. Don't invent structure from scratch. In drum and bass, you can absolutely be creative, but the blueprint is not the place to freestyle. The blueprint is the place to move fast. Pick a map. Here's an easy one. The club roller map. 16 bars intro. Another 16 where you hint at the theme. Then 16 bars of break or tension. Then a 64-bar drop. Then a 16-bar switch or mini break. Then a second drop section, maybe 32 or 64 depending on your goal. And then 16 bars outro. The moment you pick your map, go to Arrangement View and place locators right away. You can insert locators quickly while playing with the shortcut and name them clearly. Intro 16, break, drop 64, switch 16, drop 2, outro. Clarity beats vibes. Every time. Teacher tip, if you have a reference track, drag it into Ableton on its own track, turn it down, and drop locators on the reference too. You're not copying sounds. You're copying decision timing. When elements enter, when they leave, when the tension happens, and when the impact lands. Next, energy control. Step 2. Define your energy lanes. This is your arrangement compass. You're going to think in 4 energy lanes. Lane 1 is drum density, hats, ghost notes, break layers, percussion chatter. Lane 2 is bass intensity, sub only versus mid plus sub, and how active that mid is rhythmically. Lane 3 is brightness and air, top loops, noise, shimmer, reverb highs. Lane 4 is space, dry and tight versus wide and reverby. Here's the practical Ableton setup that makes this easy. Create 2 return tracks. Return A is a short reverb, something around 1 second, with a low cut so it doesn't muddy the low end, and a high cut so it doesn't get fizzy. Return B is your long reverb or dub space, 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, with a bit of pre-delay, and definitely a low cut above the low mid so you don't wash out the punch. Optionally, add a delay return, like a ping-pong delay filtered so it sits above 300 Hz. Now arrangement decisions get simpler. Want more tension? Increase space and reduce sub. Want more impact? Remove space, increase drum density, bring in mid-bass authority. You're no longer guessing. You're steering. Now we anchor the whole track. Step 3. Lock an 8 to 16 bar drop core first. Take your best loop and make it a drop core that can survive repetition. If it doesn't hit as a loop, it won't magically hit as a full track. Your drop core should have a kick and snare that feel solid, a hat groove that rolls, a bass system that's clearly layered, meaning a sub layer and a mid layer, and one hook element. 1. A Reese phrase, a stab, a vocal chop, something identifiable. If you want a solid mid-bass chain idea, saturator with soft clip, EQ to clean harsh spots and carve low end if the sub is separate, auto filter for movement, gentle glue compression, and utility where you keep the sub mono below around 120 Hz. Important decision rule, check the drop core at reasonable headroom, like your master peaking around minus 6 dB. If it doesn't feel good there, fix the core. Don't arrange your way out of a weak foundation. Now we start building the drop length without chaos. Step 4. Use the add or remove innates framework. This is one of the biggest leveling up moments for intermediate producers. Drum and bass listeners love repetition with microevolution. The cleanest rule is, every 8 bars change one meaningful thing, not 5 little tweaks. One meaningful change. Examples, add a ride or remove it. Swap a snare layer for 8 bars. Bring in a quiet break layer behind your two-step. Change bass rhythm from call to response. Open a filter 10%. Add a crash or impact on bar 1 of the phrase. Workflow. Duplicate your 8-bar drop region to build out 64 bars, and as you duplicate, label locators like drop A1, drop A2 plus ride, drop A3 minus hat, drop A4 fill. You're telling your future self what the plan is. Extra coach note, do not place random changes in the middle of phrases unless you're intentionally creating a feature moment. Most of your variation should land on bar 1, bar 9, bar 17. Phrase boundaries are your best friend. Now let's build the intro. Step 5. DJ utility decisions for the intro. Most D&B intros are for DJs. Even if you're not thinking about it, the priorities are clear beat grid, gradual reveal, and careful bass management. Don't give away full sub instantly. Don't drop the entire hook in bar 1. Make the drop feel like an event. A practical 16-bar intro. Bars 1 to 8. Drums and atmos. Bars 9 to 16. Add a percussion loop and a subtle bass hint, usually filtered. In Ableton, automate an auto filter on the bass group. Keep the cutoff low enough that the sub doesn't really show up early, then open it approaching the drop or remove it at the drop. Also, you can automate utility width, make atmos wider in the intro, keep the sub mono and keep drop energy tight and forward. Now the break. Step 6. Subtract to build tension. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They keep adding layers in the break because they think more equals more hype. But in D&B, the break often works because you remove the power, increase space, and let expectation do the heavy lifting. In the break, consider removing the kick, reducing hats and percussion, reduce a sub significantly, increasing reverb and delay sends, and introducing one-story element, a vocal chop, a pad, a stab, a Reese tail that hangs in the air. Ableton moves that work every time. Automate your long reverb sent up in the break. Put an auto filter on the drums group and low pass down to a few kilohertz, then open it quickly right before the drop. Build a riser with operator noise, a filter sweep, and reverb tail. Pro tension trick. Add a fake drop. One bar where you tease the drop drums, but you high pass them aggressively, gate the reverb so it's tight, and remove the sub entirely. The crowd's brain goes it's here. And then you pull it away. When the real drop hits, it feels bigger without any extra loudness. Now transitions. Because transitions are where a good loop becomes real track. Step 7. The transition framework. Impact. Gap. Cue. Any major switch intro to break. Break to drop. Drop to switch use the same three-part decision. First, impact. A transient marker. Crash. Boom. Snare flum. Reverse cymbal. Second, gap. A microsilence or reduced information. Even an eighth note or a quarter note where something drops out make the next hit feel massive. Third cue, something that points to what's next. A bass pickup note, a vocal hey, a snare fill, a tiny melodic hint. In Ableton, make a dedicated audio track called Transitions. Build a small personal library. Reverse cymbals by reversing clips, layered impacts, noise sweeps from operator. Use gate to keep noisy stuff tight. And remember, transition spam is real. If every 8 bars has a riser and a crash, nothing feels special. Pick a few moments and make them count. Now we keep the drop interesting. Step 8. Mid-drop switch with call and response. For a 64-bar drop, plan 2 16-bar ideas. The call is your main bass phrase. The response is an alternate rhythm, a different Reese articulation, or a stab pattern that answers the call. You usually keep drums mostly consistent so the club continuity stays locked. Then you change the bass rhythm and maybe one drum element, like hats or a break layer. You can also introduce a tiny hook only in the response, so it feels like a reward. Ableton technique, put both bass ideas inside one instrument rack, or use separate lanes if it's auto though. Map a macro to a few mood parameters, filter cutoff, saturation drive, maybe a gentle humid tilt. Now you can automate one macro to switch vibe instead of drawing 8 different automation lanes. Also, use the continuity versus surprise grid mentally. For each 16 bars of the drop, choose 2 continuity choices and 1 surprise choice. Continuity could be keeping kick and snare identical, keeping the sub rhythm the same, keeping the main hat pattern the same. Surprise could be changing bass note lengths, swapping one percussion texture, adding a 1-bar answer hook, or doing a reverb tail that hard cuts at the phrase end. That ratio keeps dancers locked while still rewarding attention. Quick microfill guidance. Keep fills 1-bar max unless you intentionally want a feature moment. Safe options include a snare ghost roll in the last half bar, a kick omission for 1 beat, or a single bar of denser hats before returning to normal. If you want bass variation without new sounds, use bass grammar rules. Delete every 3rd note. Shift a couple notes a 16th late. Turn long notes into stutters for 1 bar. In the last 2 bars of a 16, either simplify like a question, or get busier like an answer. Now we commit. Step 9. Checkpoints. A slash B tests that force decisions. You're going to set 3 checkpoints. Checkpoint 1 is after locators and rough blocks are placed. You should already be able to play the track and know where everything goes, even if it's empty in places. Checkpoint 2 is after the first full playthrough with transitions. You do not stop playback. You let it run and you take notes. Checkpoint 3 is after you've added the 8-bar variations in the drops. At each checkpoint, you only ask 3 questions. Does energy rise into the drop? Does the drop evolve every 8 bars? Does the breakdown give contrast? That's it. No 50-point mix critique. If you open that door, you'll never finish. Ableton commitment tactics. Use the arrangement loop brace to audition sections quickly. Freeze and flatten heavy bass chains so you stop endlessly tweaking synth parameters. This audio version is shortened for playback.